Greetings, Slidell. This is Bob Rouse, your host of the Grace Radio series Voices. This new adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell, talking about matters of community interest. Our guest today on Voices is Carrie Calvin. Carrie and E.J. Walls are the originators of Praying for Our Peacemakers here in Slidell. Had a very successful program last year, looking for another one this year. So welcome, Carrie. Glad you're here.
Thank you for having me.
Praying for Our Peacemakers last year was a tremendous success. Lots of people got involved. It was a good time in the history of the nation, just to kind of draw the city together in a special thing. And looks like it's really caught on, and we're coming up with the second year. Can you tell us a little bit about what this means to you, or maybe where it came from?
The idea actually came from a group of individuals that were around the police department years of last year, and they were just simply praying for their officers. E.J. Walls, the gentleman that contacted 10 individuals through a Facebook message, and he said, you know, I think that we can do something, and I believe that we can get together and we can pray. Let's show the officers that we appreciate them and that we're backing them. So that's kind of where the idea came from. I kind of popped up and I said, why don't we make it big and let's do a Facebook page? So we set up an event on Facebook page, and it kind of blew up. It was literally an overnight success. We had over 15,000 invites within 9 days. We had packed the house. It was truly a humbling experience.
Well, it was an amazing event just to be there and just to see these men being honored, not only for what they do, but asking God's protection in their life.
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, we know that He's our comforter and He is our protector. There's so many things that people forget, but the one thing we always need to remember is that God's our peacemaker, and He's provided these officers to protect us.
Well, we can hire people, we can train people, we can buy the best equipment there is, but you can't buy people's hearts.
No.
You can't pay people to be something. And our Slidell Police Department is just excellent. And I think a lot of it has to do because they know the community's behind them.
You know, I don't think that there's a better community to raise your kids in. Truly, our officers and our community, they kind of band together. And it was an outpouring of support. There was just nothing that we even thought of that didn't get handed out to us. And it was almost as if God rolled out the red carpet for us. And He really, truly did, and He showed up.
Well, the policemen themselves seemed to really appreciate it. Just the look on their face, just the whole tenor of the community just seemed to step up several notches.
So when we had to move the event, the day of the event, it started raining, so we had to move it the very last minute from Heritage Park to the Slidell Municipal Auditorium. So we're standing up there, and we're trying to work this out. And as we're standing on stage, I kind of sat back, and I said, you know what, how amazing would it be if we could get our officers up here? So when we pulled the curtain back, you see your peacemakers. And it was a success. We're on that stage, and we're seeing these officers, and they're crying, and you see their loved ones out in the audience because, you know, every day they put their lives on the line, so they don't know if they're coming home. It was just an awe-inspiring. It's just amazing.
Well, it was really a time when, just following in the press, police were under attack.
They were, and that's kind of where this all came from.
All over the nation, right. People were angry with police. They called them a lot of derogatory things. And in fact, here in Slidell, we saw a whole different side of the community drawing together to support those people who bring law and order, those people who help to keep us safe and to protect us from those who would do harm.
Absolutely. It's night and day. You go to other communities and you just don't see what you see here. It's a different environment. I think that we truly back our blue, and in every which way, we pray for them. And I think that comes from top down. I think that our leaders show that.
I think we're in a very unique community. So many of our leaders, the mayor, the police chief, the right. sheriff, the parish president, the district attorney, yeah. have unashamedly professed belief in Christ.
Absolutely.
And seem to live by that moral code of taking care, of serving.
I think a perfect example is our mayor puts on a community prayer breakfast. So I was able to go to that this year, and it was amazing to see so many leaders there. They're praying for our community. And, you know, when you take God out of the picture, what's really left? We have God here, and I think that's why we have our community.
And, you know, the goodness, they talk about putting a light on a hill. The light on the hill in Slidell is shining bright.
Absolutely.
Because we see around us other cities picking up the same way of communicating their love and responsibility for the community. This year in Pearl River, Mayor's Prayer Breakfast. In Covington, Mayor's Prayer Breakfast. In Picayune, I went to the one in Picayune this year. And they must have been 300 people in the room, focused on praying for the leaders of their community.
I just don't understand how people can't understand that without him in our center, everything falls apart. He's got to be at our center.
Amen.
And in Slidell, he's at our center.
Amen. You know, just taking Christ outside the walls of the church and putting him in the community in normal life. Not a big church ceremony with lots of pomp and circumstance, but simply professing Christ in the things of life are normal.
The Ten Commandments, if we just live by them, what a better community we'd have. And I think that's the best part about having ministers, and you have your shepherds there, and they're really guiding their sheep, and that's what we have. I think that this year kind of shows that we have so many ministers there that are wanting to be involved, and it makes a world of difference because they're helping their people.
You know, the responsibility of the pastors in this community to live a godly life, to live a good life, and to influence the community is a whole lot more important than just 2 hours on Sunday. It's truly a 24/7, but they can't do it all, can they?
No. You know, I have been so tremendously blessed to have men around me that are followers of Christ, and they minister me. Brother Brian, he is a past governor of Rotary. He's in the community. He is a servant, and he serves just on so many boards, on so many levels. He serves with you, I know. And he's out there in the community, and they might not go to his church, but they know he's a man of God. So he mentors so many people. Regardless of if they're part of his church, he's just out there in the community. Pastor Raymond, New Horizon Church, same thing. He's in the community, and he's obviously helping with the Bridge Radio, and he's pushing out God's message through that. My father-in-law is a preacher, and so if I ever have questions, I always have someone to contact or call when I need the Word of God. And I think that that's so important.
Well, I think it really is. But, you know, in each of the cases that you mentioned, one of the major characteristics that I see is that they raise up other leaders. In other words, they don't hold it all to themselves and say, well, I'm the only one who can answer this question. I'm the only one who can perform this duty. Mm-hmm. They empower people to minister in the community, like you and EJ.
Mm-hmm.
People with good, honest, secular employment who give of their time and their energy to be able to serve Christ outside the walls of the church.
I think that people should be able to see Christ in you. Isn't that what we're supposed to do?
Yes, it is.
So when they meet us,
well said. That's
they should good. Be able to see Christ in us. And I think that our ministers are supposed to mold us into what he's going to use us into. So we have to listen for his word. And I hope that I'm listening to what he's telling me. So I hope at the end of the day, when I'm ready to meet him, I'm what he needs me to be.
Amen. You know, in Scripture, it talks about the priesthood of all believers.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel very strongly that we don't need to lean on our pastors to do it all.
Right.
But we need to do what we're doing here with the praying for our peacemakers.
Mm-hmm.
But encourage other people to do their part. There are people feeding the hungry. There are people clothing those in need. There are people with prison ministries. All of these, it takes every one of these parts to make the kingdom of God work.
And that's what he wants us to do, to be servants. because we're supposed to serve Him. And as long as we're listening to Him, we know He's doing God's work. But we have to listen.
Amen. Well, Carrie, it's been a real blessing to speak with you today. I thank you for your time. And I really thank you for what you and E.J. Walls are doing to do this praying for our peacemakers. But more than that, I thank you for what I see in your heart. Loving
thank
people
you.
And caring for people and encouraging people to be the best that they can be.
Well,
I thank you.
I appreciate you coming and just seeing you and helping to put together this video has been, I've met so many more ministers. I've met so many more godly people that I know that now I can reach out to. And I think that those are people that help to make me a better person.
Amen.
So I really appreciate that.
Is there one final word you'd like to say to Slidell? Just a word of encouragement, a word of exhortation, if you will. Following your lead, what is it that you would like to see happen in Slidell going forward?
Do something. I think that's just a perfect way to end this, is because at the end of the day, I may be one, but I can make a difference.
Amen.
If I can only preach to one person, I've made a difference in that one person's life. So everyone can make a difference. And if I make a difference in your life, then maybe you can make a difference in someone else's life. And so it's a domino effect. I think that everyone has more than just an arm's length reach. We have a world to reach, and I think we can
Amen.
Do it together.
Amen. You know, I love what you just said, because it tells us that we need each other, that we need to move forward together.
Absolutely.
Not dividing, not separating to our corners and say, this is me, and this is you, but be one.
We're all the body of Christ.
Amen.
So we're all brothers and sisters. It doesn't matter where we come from, but at the end of the day, we're His.
Amen.
And that means that we're all related in some way.
Well, Carrie, it's been an inspiring word and a great time to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio today. We want to hear from you. You can call us now at 985-250-1037. You can leave a comment. You can send us a text. And if Carrie said something today that touched your heart or raised a question, give us a call. We'll put you in touch. We encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell. You can also check in at our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. There you can make tax-deductible donations to support this station. We need the financial support of people just like you. Again, that number to call with a comment or text is 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again for Voices of Slidell Daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.